Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Holy cow, and welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Yes, we're 40,000 leagues under the sea. Yes, folks, we go deeper. I'm going to get into all kinds. I got so much, not surprising, but there's an investigation into the CTR, which is critical race theory. Even 25% of Democrats don't support it. And what I think Joe Biden is showing is that there were a portion of this nation that didn't want Trump, but they didn't want Biden. Like, Biden was better than Trump, in their opinion, but they didn't want this. And I think there's a lot of people out there that they're like, wait a minute here, I'm a Democrat, but I'm not this socialist crap. Joe Mitchum, way to go, man. You know how, like, when a Republican goes across the aisle and votes on that something Democrats support, but no one ever, where's the mainstream media on the fact that Joe Mitchum stepped over the line and crossed party lines to vote with the Republicans? I mean, they'll give him crap for it because, well, this $4.7 trillion stimulus, that was going to call it a stimulus, you know. I mean, why are you paying taxes if they're going to print $4.7 trillion? If they're just going to continue to pass bills that print billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars, why are you paying taxes? Why do they have to take my money? Why don't they just make my money even more worthless by just printing more? There was a Secret Santa. I tried to play Secret Santa once and go into a guy's house and eat the milk and cookies, and turned out that the security alarm went off and I took off running. And just kidding. The Secret Santa did actually gift a man $15,000 in a gift certificate to get an all-terrain wheelchair. Yeah, that's what we need more of. Trump is fighting back because they're going after his company and stuff. All these, the New York Attorney General is going after his business and all this stuff. All that, it's all politically motivated. And he's suing, and he's standing up, and I want to get into that and so much more, and some Premier League news and stuff and what's going on there. Thank you so much for tuning in. Habakkuk 2, for as the waters fill the sea, the earth will be filled with an awareness of the glory of the Lord. For as the waters fill the sea, the earth will be filled with an awareness of the glory of the Lord. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. And if you're listening to the program, guess what? God woke you up today. Don't blow it. Don't blow it. I mean, I have a muscle issue, so I do what I can. But I try to do as much as I can. And I know, like, you know, my wife, she wants to do a lot too. And there's times where she has stuff, the fibromyalgia and stuff, and we try to push each other to do more to keep ourselves going. And like there's a thing, like where I live, like an hour, 10 minutes away, Myers Dinner Theater. If you're in Indiana, check it out. We saw they did the Christmas Story. It's awesome because they have like this buffet, and you go and you eat, and like before you eat, to my wife out there, she's listening, don't complain about me preaching when I pray before we eat, because the lady there, she'll go for like 3, 4, 5 minutes, seem like. I'm like, you can keep going. Are we going to have church service? I'm cool. You know, and she does a really long blessing, and it's just amazing. And I love the place, and Jesus every day is the reason for the season, and not just Christmas. Christmas is every day for me because it's always about God, and, you know, and I screw up, but, you know, we all give it to him. And, you know, and they did the Christmas Story with a Red Ryder carbon action BB gun. And it's cool how they say, you know, this is completely empty. There's nothing in it. So when they, fling that little BB gun around, just so you know, there's nothing in it. It was just, I about pee my pants. It was great. I mean, some of those kids were just incredible in it. That's what we did. We just try to keep going. We have so much, and, you know, but it's what we do. So if you're listening today, God woke you up. Don't waste it. I mean, even Democrats are waking up today. 25% or so are even opposing this critical race theory. I mean, I know my history, and I remember looking at the books and seeing whites only sink and a colored only sink and colored only bathrooms, and boy, you have to go all the way across town to go, and a black person would try to sneak in to use the whites only bathroom real quick because he's about to wet himself, and now you have places that are trying to segregate kids. But they're doing it now in the name of, oh, we want better. We've been discriminated our whole lives, so we want it better because... But it's nice to see that this investigator is finding out that about 25% oppose it. And I think it comes back to Biden in general, because I don't know too many people that are praising Biden for what he's done. I mean, I don't know any. Excuse me. But it's one of those things that people, I think, are waking up like, wait a minute, I didn't want this. I don't want $5 gallon gas. I mean, you can't. Or they try to make an excuse. Well, Biden's not the reason why we have $3 gallon gas. Well, why was it dollar something the whole time Trump was president? Dang near, and now it's $3. I think we need that. I think if you voted for Biden, if you, and I know I didn't, I mean, that I know of. I mean, it might have flipped my vote, but I think any registered Democrat should have to take those refugees in. Here you go. That's what I think they need to do. DeSantis needs to sit there and get a group of people and say, what we're going to do is we're going to find all these registered Democrats in Florida, and you're gonna take these refugees in. You're gonna have to take care of them. You're gonna pay for it. The government ain't giving you nothing. You wanna? Nope. At least Texas is finally like, hey, something that I didn't understand this in the first place. If this would have been the other way around, and we would have said, okay, stop building the wall, Democrats would have kept building. Okay, see you in court. And why didn't we continue? Okay, you're going to try to stop us from building the wall? Hey, we got a contract. See ya. We're continuing to build it. Take us to court over it. Stop it. I mean, like the pipeline. Why did we stop building it? Biden's not Jesus Christ, okay? I don't know. I know Democrats would have kept building that pipeline. It's amazing, like these wildfires, the earth. I mean, like when they had that battery factory catch fire, you know, that battery factory for the cars, when that caught fire, that probably did, it would take about 1,000 years of cars running to get the pollutants. You know, and just, it's same as the, it sped up the global warming 50-fold. Don't worry, folks, it's okay. It's okay. Just have your 3 doses of vaccines and wear your mask and social distance. And it's amazing how much is going on that people don't realize. They don't. 25% of these Democrats don't want the CRT. It's a joke. Look at how many places they're trying to segregate. And now they're pushing it like, hey, we want better, man. You're being discriminated against by the white man, so now you need to have separate stuff for you where you're not discriminated against. I remember they had I think it was What's Happening. I love that show where Shirley was a waiter and stuff, and she went to this, she got like a secretary job at Ace Balloon, and she was like a secretary, and found out through the whole thing, the only reason they hired her was because the color of the skin, because they want diversity. And now people are getting jobs and being promoted because, hey, he's not the best. I don't have the best person having my back. The person that has my back because of who they, because of the color of their skin or the ethnicity. But it's one of those things. Like back then, it's like, they just did that because of the color of my skin? Now it's how they hire. Now, we're hiring people. We're getting someone who's not as qualified, but they're getting her because of the color of her skin or the ethnicity. We have to have an Asian person. We have to have... Sorry, folks, you're going to have to do without help for a while because we've had tons of male applicants, but we have to have a female applicant because we know we need to have diversity in the workplace. You know, I'm sorry the person backing you up is not as qualified, but, you know, the more qualified person wasn't Asian or black, so, or Mexican, so we had to hire someone that was less qualified. Yeah, they're not as good. Don't worry. The more qualified candidate couldn't get the job because we have to diversify. It's crazy. I mean, that's what we live in. I mean, all these Republicans, when they go over the aisle and they vote for something that Democrats want, see, look at this. A Democrat can go across the aisle. No. It's a Republican that goes across the aisle. And they praise that Republican for... Finally, one Republican has common sense and stepped across the aisle. And then all these Democrats love that one Republican. What's funny about it, though, is where's all the praise for Joel Mitchum, the West Virginia Democrat that basically killed that Build Back Better, we're going to Build Back Better, Better Back Bill, we're going to spend more money, we're just going to print trillions of dollars. Don't worry, we know what's best. Trust us. Hey, folks, my name is Nancy Pelosi. Now, we need to pass this stimulus bill, and we're going to put Build Back Better. See, we got to give global warming Green New Deal thing passed. And we know that you're not going to do it in one swoop. So we need to do like 5 or 6 $4 trillion stimulus bills. And they can't scam me, but I'm drinking. This is just straight ocean. There's no vodka. I'm not drinking. I know I'm not drinking because I'm Nancy Pelosi. But I know that traitor, Joe Mitchum, no, how dare he? He's going to become an independent because how dare he not vote for this stimulus bill? I know it's going to screw Americans because inflation is going to go through the roof and going to collapse the dollar and you can't understand me. But I know it because I'm Nancy Pelosi. I do it all. Yeah, when a Democrat crosses the aisle and says, this is going to destroy America, where's all the praise about that one? He's got my applause. Single-handedly saved the country. They know that the American people aren't going to support this Green New Deal crap, 99% of them. How do we get communism in here when these people Because people, they're starting to wake up to realizing, hey, we didn't want Trump, but we don't support this crap. But hey, it's one of those things. People need to wake up, and they are. You know, seeing Joe Mitchum saying, no, I'm sorry. I think they didn't want Trump, but hey, we don't, I think there's some that, man, this is not good. They see how it's going to affect them. Okay, if we have a collapse of the American dollar, I don't care what's my money worth. What am I going to be able to buy? You know, it's like that. That old America I grew up in where you stood for the flag. I remember 9/11. Huh. Remember when coronavirus happened and people were like, I got sanitizer, $5,000 a bottle. That kid was, you know, you could have done that. Like, remember how people were trying to scalpel a toilet paper and, like, sanitizer and all these cleaning stuff? They were going to all these stores and buying it all, and then he was taken to the cleaners. Like, there was a guy that I talked to before about that guy that was on YouTube that was making videos where he's getting his college game. It's like a college life Monopoly or something, and buying them for $19. And they were going, look, they're on Amazon for $80. And he's buying them. He was going to all these Walmarts. And a couple of people saw the videos, and we called them out. And we basically didn't call them out. We called up. We said, hey, you need to do something. And they were shutting them down. And they're like, and I guess Parker Brothers and a bunch of these game companies have said, hey, we're gonna be suing you and coming after you if you keep allowing $19 retail board games to sell for $70-$80. So it's gonna be interesting. You know. But that's what's going on here. During 9/11, you could have gotten $2,000-$3,000 for the dang American flag. People were, yes, what we're doing here is we're going around the clock so everyone can have, okay, well, you couldn't find an American flag to save your life. My one boss was at a pawn shop and found, like, one with, like, the 48 stars. It was an old flag. I'm like, they could have gotten, like, three times that. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. Now you can't give away American flags, hardly. People want to burn the very flag that gives them the freedom to speak up. But that's the problem you have in this country. All these people in this country that, oh, how dare you say, let's go, Brandon. Well, you're the same idiot that's like, come on, I hope Rush Limbaugh, come on, cancer, kill Rush Limbaugh, come on, yeah. You know, like, I hope, like, cheering on Trump and hoping he dies from the coronavirus. You're the same idiot that's doing that, but at the same time, how dare I say, let's go, Brandon. Oh, you can support, you can cheer on Trump, hoping he dies from coronavirus, but how dare I question the dear leader? I mean, people need to start really waiting. I mean, this is what gets me. Just shut up and get the vaccine. You just need to get the vaccine. We're all going to die because you anti-vaxxers are not going to get the vaccine. Okay, let me see here. Dr. Fauci urges vaccinated Americans to do even more because, you know, even though you've got the booster shot, you got vaccine one, vaccine two, and then the booster. Oh, yeah, you still need the social distance and wear masks. And if you're going to be in a big gathering, you should all get tested for coronavirus before you meet. And this is coming from the same freaking moron that was saying that we need, once we get everyone vaccinated, once these vaccinations get and everyone gets the two shots and gets fully vaccinated, then we can, the whole point of the vaccines were to get us back to normal. Now the same idiot is saying that even if you got the booster shot, you still need the mask up, you still need the social distance, we may need the lockdown. If we have to lock down, if sports, like in the Premier League, they're looking at doing closed-door matches again. That's scary. How can we get, how can the vaccines go from once everyone's vaccinated, we'll be able to get back to normal to, oh yeah, what, oh, I don't understand it. 6 months ago, once everyone's vaccinated, we'll be able to get back to normal. Now it's, even if you have every shot and you're up to date to all 36 booster shots, you're still going to need to stay home and lock down. Or we want you to get, when are people going to realize that if I'm still going to have to, if the government's still going to try to lock me down and control me and run my life, even then why am I going to run to get another shot? Why am I going to continue to get these stupid shots when I'm, when they're not going to protect me at all? And they're not. When, it's nice to see people waking up. It's amazing. The same people that told me that I wouldn't question anything and I would just do whatever Trump told me and I'm just going to blindly drink his Kool-Aid without even thinking are the same people that are telling me not to think and just get the vaccines. You can't, how can you go from you're a Trumper and you do whatever he says, you don't even think, you're just going to drink the Kool-Aid. Just grab your Trump's bleach and drink it. You're not even going to think, you're going to do what you should because you're a mindless nobody. And then when we question everything, because that's what we have done and always do as a conservative, we don't believe or trust anyone. We don't. And guess what? Those same idiots are now like, just so we can get the vaccine, man, so we can get back to normal. Not compared to, yeah, that might have been 6 months ago, but now Dr. Fauci says you're going to have to be locked down. You're going to have to be stuck under your bed. They could come out with some, like, ultraviolet sterilizing light, and you have a, I bet you could have on TV a backpack that has, it's like a backstrap that has, like, a pole that goes up top of your head and over your head. It has, like, an ultraviolet sterilizing light, and let me tell you, you could, they'd sell out in 2 seconds. I need this. They can make up anything. Have a bottle of vinegar, and if someone walks by you, miss the vinegar, and it'll kill any bacteria that gets in your way. And people would be out there missing. Sometimes I wonder if they just make up, if Dr. Fauci just makes up crap just to see if people actually believe him. Or, I mean, do they actually do their due diligence and research, and is this real? Does this even, I forget what that show is called, but where they sit there and they have like a earphone, an earbud, and they have, okay, I want you to go here and do this, and they, like, I want you to be like the worst band ever. I forget what that show is called, where they have like the four guys, and then they'll, like, do an interview, and they'll tell him what he has to tell the person he's interviewing, and they do all kinds of jokes. Sometimes I wonder if they just sit there and, like, look at what we got him to do. They were fighting each other over toilet paper and this and that and all this stuff, and I wonder if they just, let's see how far we can keep this going. I sometimes think, how long can we keep this going until they finally say, stick the middle finger out? I mean, I'm one of those people that, remember the Council on Tobacco Research, and they had that council that they were, it was a tobacco-owned council that they were doing research. We care about you, smokers, so we're going to do research. And the whole thing was, okay, if they say, if a certain note says smoking's bad, well, our expert found out that, yep. Oh, yeah, that's right. You say smoking is bad. Well, my expert found X, Y, and Z. It discredits your expert. I don't care if you have a million people that say it's bad. This person said that he didn't find that, and it was a whole charade. So that the whole time, they're pulling, it was just, okay, we're going to do our own studies by our own paid scientists so that when this happens or this happens or that happens, guess what? You guessed it. You guessed it, folks. Something interesting. I think this is bad. Well, okay, well, we're going to have our scientists put out another study and says he didn't find that. That's how I look at the FDA. The FDA is like the Council for the American Council on the Tobacco Research, the Tobacco Research Council. That was the whole point of it, was to be a disinformation agent. When anything negative would come out, they would put a positive spin on, oh, that's not what we found. We had a doctor check the throats of 30 patients after smoking only Camels for 30 days. What did you find, doctor? There was no throat irritation. Yeah, they died probably 20 years later from lung cancer and emphysema and everything else. Well, their throat was fine. But that's how I feel the FDA is. I mean, think about Purdue Pharmaceuticals. They came out, and what'd they do? They developed OxyContin. Oh, yeah. There was massive data that they knew about the potential for severe potential of addiction, like massive addiction potential. What'd they do? Swept it under the rug. Now what they've got? There's medications out there. So not only did they make billions of dollars on this OxyContin, now they've got billions of people hooked, and now they're making billions of dollars off of medicines to get you unhooked off of the medication that they knew would get you addicted in the first place. They didn't come out and say, yeah, there's massive addiction potential. We need to figure out what we can do. Yeah, it's great pain relief, but there's a 95% chance you're going to be addicted to this stuff and hooked just like heroin, cocaine, crack, methamphetamine, PCP, all that stuff. No difference. Not only are they making money off OxyContin, now they're making money off all these other drugs that, oh, yeah. Well, this prescription is designed to counteract the side effect of this prescription. You get addicted from our medication, we'll sell you the cure. That's fine. But it's the truth. It's the truth. That's the FDA. Hey, you give them enough money, they'll look the other way. Oh, don't worry. The FDA said that the vaccines are safe. Yeah, the long-term effect of these vaccines, yep. Okay. What's the long-term effect of them? I'm just wondering. I mean, if when the people that work for the pharmaceutical companies will not vaccinate their kids because they don't know the long-term effects of these vaccines on kids and children, how can you, why would you get you, I don't know. And then they have these cartoons that are trying to push kids into getting vaccinated. Come on! You need to be a big truck. I know you're a little truck, but you need to be like the big trucks and get your vaccines, get your shot. I think they call it the shot, but the whole point of this cartoon, which made me sick, is to try to get kids to be like, we need to get the shot, Mom. Did you ever watch like those science shows as a kid and you wanted to duplicate what they did? And you had to, you know, come on, Mom. Now it's like, come on, Mom, we need to get the shot. Mm-mm. That decision should be between your parents and the doctor. But like I've said before, these vaccines are supposed to get us back to normal. Now, the same messiah, I call him, that, oh, Dr. Fauci knows all, that same idiot, now, guess what's going on now? Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Now, they want you to do everything. They want you to treat yourself like you were before you're vaccinated. I didn't believe in any of this bullcrap from day one, so I never... Like, in the very, very, very beginning, when we didn't know hardly anything, but as it started to unravel, like, months, like, in the weeks, I mean, when you had people, remember that? Those idiots. Oh, they were hilarious. When they showed those idiots that believe those photos and videos, oh my gosh, look at that, there's hundreds of people all over, they're scrambling, there's thousands in, at that hospital in New York, and one of my aunts was working on one in Pennsylvania, we're completely empty, we're dead, we have nobody. Where the heck? And they're like twirling their thumbs. Oh, it's fun. It is. It's fun to see the change. And I don't know how you can't see that at one time. I mean, don't you see that 6 months ago, 8, 9 months ago, once everyone's vaccinated, we'll get back to normal. And now the same people that said we'll get back to normal with the vaccines are the ones that are saying, well, I mean, yeah, even if you got the booster shots, if you're going to have a bang, because I know a lot of people are going to have big family gatherings, y'all should just get tested them just to be safe, you know, just make sure, you know. If they're asking you to do all the pre-pandemic stuff, like pre-vaccine stuff, post-vaccine, then what's the point of the vaccine? If they're wanting you to get, if they're going to keep pushing booster shots on you, but at the same time telling you that you need to just settle down, cowboy, and, I mean, if you're going to go to a concert and they want you to be fully vaccinated, okay, that's their right. But if someone's telling you that now that you got all three shots and you're going to a concert, you should still social distance and mask up and do all this stuff, like, wait a minute here. What's the point of a, no one's waking up and saying, what's the point of getting a dang booster What's the point of a booster shot and all these shots if you're going to have to live in isolation with masks and social distancing? I don't get it. Don't worry, folks. And I hope people are seeing that 8 months ago, we'll get back to normal. It's just one of those things. But, you know, I mean, but then I'm sure there's someone out there like, can we have Thanksgiving? No, I'm having Thanksgiving, Christmas, whatever. See, our founding fathers taught me one thing. Give me liberty, give me death. And if anyone's listening and doesn't understand what that means, it means 100% freedom or nothing at all. It doesn't mean, I'm going to give up some of my freedom just a little bit for safety and security. You can't comply yourselves. You can't comply your way out of tyranny. The more you keep shutting up and just getting these vaccines and boosters and doing whatever they tell you, the longer this is going to go on. Folks, I'm Dr. Fauci. Even if you've had your 30th booster shot, you still need to stay in your house, lock the door. What we're going to do is someone's going to come to your house in a hazmat suit, and they're going to, you know, and you're going to have to get the booster. There's going to be 4 armed guards that are going to threaten you if you don't get it. But, you know, just get the vaccine, the 30th booster. But then as soon as we're done, you're going to need to close your door and lock it, not come back out ever again until the next booster. I know, yeah, I mean, we everything is digital now, so, like, you know, like, all your bills are paid. These booster shots are to get you back to staying at home and not going anywhere. You've never seen Big Bang Theory where Sheldon doesn't want to get any, where he does everything in his power not to get any type of vaccination or bacteria or anything on him? Anything, like, what? Because he's afraid he's, and then when he gets something, he gets so sick because his body's never fought anything. I joked about getting the vaccine. I don't want to have anything because my, and then he gets so sick. Why? Because his body hasn't fought anything. Don't worry, there have been over 1 million migrants that have been apprehended at the Texas border. Who knows who they are, where they're from? What I mean, migrants, who knows who they are? We don't know. What have they been? It's amazing. People are telling me to shut up and get the vaccine when there are probably people coming across the border that who knows what they have. And I'm not talking coronavirus. I'm talking in their country. What have they not ever been vaccinated for? Who knows what they're bringing over that we've eradicated? I know in California they found typhoid before and stuff. It's like, okay. Don't worry, folks. It's okay, folks. Don't worry. It's all right, man. I think they need to find out the Democrat voters, and they need to, California needs to take in those people. I mean, when you see photos of Joe Biden wearing a mask, who's supposedly vaccinated, that should be your first red flag. If you have to do all the stuff, because the whole point, remember, in the very beginning was once everyone gets vaccinated, we'll get right back to normal. We'll be back to post-COVID. Idiots. See, people wearing two masks, and N95 mask, and a mask over, and all these things. Why do they need to wear them? If the vaccine works, then why do they need all these masks? Because it don't do anything, and it's just sad. But at least we got a Democrat that says, okay, enough, enough. Good. I mean, that's how bad we have it. We have a Spider-Man star, Tom Holland. It'd be nice to see something different than white male Spider-Man. Well, Spider-Man was a... It's like taking... Was Superman gay? No. I mean, if I ever create a superhero, I would put something contracting, okay... This is who the character is. He will never, ever change. There will be a $200 billion a day penalty if you try to change him. He is a God-fearing Christian man. He's not perfect, but he goes to church, yada, yada. Well, then, if this guy did what he... Well, then why didn't he step out of his role... And say, we're going to get Jamie Foxx to play Spider-Man. Spider-Man is a white man. Sorry, folks. That's the comic book. That's what Stan Lee didn't make a black Spider-Man. He made a white one. No, he didn't step down from making billions of dollars in this role to give it to a black man. No. Oh, that's what should happen. I think Spider-Man needs to be a non-binary, half black, half Asian, transgender person. Yeah, I'm transcultural. Yeah, I was born white, but I think I'm a part Asian, part Pan-Pacific, part Japanese. You know, I mean, my forefathers had it rough because when they had to bomb Pearl Harbor on this flat earth, man, they had to go completely across the whole flat plane, man, from one side, from the right side to the left side. Don't discriminate, man. I have the right to be transcultural, man. Oh, and I'm 0.001% Native American, so yeah, this is my land by 0.0001%, so yeah, you stole my land, 0.000% one, something, I don't know, I just made it up, man, I can make stuff up, you know, because, you know, when it comes to vaccines, you gotta follow science, but when it comes to genders, oh, you can have infinite, genders are to infinity and beyond, but when it comes to science, you know, science says that conception begins in, you know, this is when conception begins. This is when this happens, that when that happens. See, you follow science when it fits your narrative, but when it don't, you don't follow science. Just follow science, folks. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah, I think we need to have a black Spider-Man, but I'm not going to give up my role. No, Mel need to write in saying that Spider-Man should be a gay black man. Like a really fruity dude. Or make Spider-Man like Pat from Saturday Night Live where you don't know if it's a male or female. I guess SNL is going to actually have like no audience because of the Omicron variant. So I guess that's not going to change the laughs because it's not funny anymore anyways. I can't believe they still, it's on the air. I don't know who watches it anymore. I mean, because there's a photo, and it says Joe Biden goes back into hiding after Build Back Better dies, and he looks so bad. I mean, this is not disrespecting him. I'm sorry. If my wife looks like death warmed over, I'll tell her, I'm like, what's going on? Are you okay? And she's like, dude, you have no idea, man. My head's about to explode. I got 105 fever. I'm getting in a bathtub full of ice, and I'm sicker than hell. Okay, well, gotcha. But that's, you know, he just looks so bad in this photo. And I just feel so, it just makes me, see, and I'm a person that will call it out. I'll call it when I see it. What they're doing to him makes me sick. He doesn't know what day it is. He should probably be in like an assisted living type community. And he's sitting here running, he's sitting there pretending like he's running the country. End of quote. Next page. Turn left. Read prompter. I mean, we live in a world where when guys suck at sports, they become a woman and dominate. Yeah, I can't go, I can't do anything. Yeah, I suck, so I'm just going to become a woman so I can dominate in sports. Then they need to have like two first places. They need to kind of do like they do with like the 24-hour Rolex, where they have like different cars, you know, like, okay, and there's a first place for the GT class and this class and that class. And all kinds of things. And it's, you know, and they should have that. Okay, yeah, you came in first for the transgender category. Mom, how you're the only one. But that way, the actual biological woman that can actually give birth, or there needs to be something, okay, if you're transgender and you're going to be a swimmer, then you need to be in the process of becoming, okay, like, are you taking hormones? Are you having reassignment surgery? You know, because most people, because you wonder how many, when the sports become irrelevant and, you know, what happens? Like, when they have to get into the real world and get a real job? I mean, imagine if you're on the basketball team. Okay, you can have a guy with male things but just has long hair and thinks he's a chick. You want him in the locker room with you? Like some of us, like I joked about this one time, how when we were in school, we would have pretended to be transgender just to try to use the female locker rooms just to see him naked back in the day. I mean, that's back then, though. You know, I'm a new creation. I mean, we all screw up. We all make mistakes. But it's who we are, you know. We are who we are. And we, you know, and that's the problem. This world has gone so astray. It's a separation of church and state. Come on there, buddy. Yeah, the separation of church and state was so that the government doesn't run our churches and tell us what we can and cannot do. It does not mean that you can't have religious stuff in the church, but they change the meaning. You know, it's funny how people, like, how does a cross offend you if you're atheist? You're pushing, no, I'm not pushing you. Following God is a decision you have to make for yourself. You may not want to follow him. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the light, and no one can get to the Father except through me. No one. I'm offended. Okay, well, if there's no cross there, then you're pushing atheism on me. I'm offended by the fact that you're pushing atheism on me. I mean, they're politically going after Trump, the New York Attorney General, and he's finally done it, and he's suing. He's coming out saying, okay, China needs to pay for all this. I think there's many people. I think, like, Dr. Fauci, he needs to pay. I hate to say this, but there needs to be gallows, and there's some people that need to be hung. For what's going on in this country and allowed to happen. I mean, you got a secret Santa who gives Idaho man all-terrain wheelchair. I've been thanking God for you. I mean, this is awesome. I think this is cool because they have those, because I have muscle issues, so I always wanted to, it's hard for me to do long walks, but I always wanted to get one of those Segways. And I'm like, is there like a medical type version? Well, we're not a medical thing. Another, I'm like, well, it would just so I can go and do, but they're like so expensive, I can never come close to affording one, you know, but hey. But it's what it is. But I do want to let you know there is a PayPal me at weekly conversation. If you go to PayPal Kyle Wolkrout, it's PayPal me at weekly conversation. If you'd love to donate, you can donate money to the conversation because this is not free. I do all my research. I take my time. I pay to do PayPal. In terms of like the Blog Talk Radio, it's not free. The equipment's not free that I use. The mics are not free. So feel free at PayPal.me/weeklyconversation. And you can PayPal. And you can donate money. Anything is greatly appreciated. It's a blessing. And if you do donate and I find out who you are, you get a shout out and whatever. So feel free to do that. Feel free to help keep this show in the air because, you know, I have protection. It's just because when you stand up against the machine, aka the man, you know, it's nice to see a man that is gonna get a all-terrain wheelchair. It's so neat. It's gonna be interesting to see. Dave 26 was involved in 2019 in a life-altering car accident, and it's gonna be awesome that he's gonna be able to get a wheelchair now. All terrain. Stuff's not cheap, man. You know, people, we got insurance. Yeah, when you get a $4,000 bill, okay, yeah, we had insurance. $4,000. What didn't insurance pay anything? Yeah, it's a $30,000 procedure. We're paying $4,000 of it. You know, people just assume free is free. But, you know, I want to get into some Premier League news. Wow, holy cow. I mean, it's just nuts. I don't know if you've heard, but they're talking about, and I talked about this a little bit at the beginning of the show, that they might go back to closed-door matches. Yeah, I don't have cable. All I have is Peacock, and I'm probably going to get rid of that because that's $5, and I only use it for the Premier League and only a couple games here or there. And most of the Manchester United games, since if they do good, they're going to be on, like, they used to be on, like, NBC, and it was great because you could watch them. But now that now that they're on all these specialty channels, then you have to pay to get them. It's like, So now I use, like, the United Stand Watch Along and stuff like that, but it's going to be interesting to see what's happening because there's talk of Alex Telles. He might be going to Barcelona. The Europa League. Yeah, that's right. It's going to be interesting to see what happens because I think it's – because, like, this one, we finally got a new coach. Everything looks great. This Omicron variant's coming around, which is less deadly, less problems, but more people get it, and we need to lock down. Even though 80, 90% plus of the people that get it have very little to no symptoms. And then you got people still trying to push – stuff. You know, if you can still get the virus and stuff, then quit trying to push the vaccine. And that's the reason why we're having to lock down with football again. And that's what they're doing. Well, we're not going to ever get back to normal Premier League football because we need to have the third. All this stuff is supposed to stop the pandemic. And now they're wanting, this isn't good enough. We need more. It's like, Lord. You know, I think it's going to be, there's talk of possibly getting a CDM in January. We'll have to wait and see what happens with everything going on because they might just try to go behind closed doors to keep the Premier League going. We'll have to wait and see. So that's just one of those things, folks. You know, I think we can get a good top four finish, if not even better. Just going to be dependent. And I don't want to, and I hope we keep it level. And I don't want it to be like, well, hey, because they posted poem games because they had issues. You know, I don't want it to be a situation where they played 12 games and we played 8. So they're going to naturally have more points in this. But I don't want to sit there and, do you shut down every game just so you can keep it the same? You know, like, if they can't play to keep everyone on the same number of games, no one's playing. I mean, at some point you need to say, screw this. We need to kick up and go. You need to take 11 players and put them out there. And get them playing. I mean, we've learned to live with all kinds of other stuff. Why not COVID? Why can't we learn to live with AIDS and HIV and hepatitis B and C and D and E and F and G and all these other diseases and the flu and cold and all this? But all of a sudden, COVID comes along and, we need to lock down again. No one should be deemed essential. You just need to go into your bedroom and close the door. Help me. Lord, I'm ready now. I need you. I need you. I need you. The Bible doesn't say that people would have common sense, but if they didn't, that you would be there to guide them and be there for them. And that's what I try to do. I try to wake people up with common sense. Okay, folks. We can't have... I don't want to go back to a situation where we have 10 games played here and 12 games here and 15, you know. And we all need to play the same number of games. I don't care if it comes back to where you have to fit in all kinds of... figure out how to fit in games just so that we're on the same number? Because it's just, I mean, I want to get back to seeing, I want to get back to hearing about Premier League and stuff. And but I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. I hope with about 90 seconds left, I think it's going to be interesting to see if we get a CDM. I'm just kind of like, I don't know what to make of this because I have a feeling like we're one step away from getting locked back down with no games or behind closed doors, and you have to wait till after the fact to find out who won, if they won, you know, when stuff that they said in the very beginning was the whole point to get us back to normal. Now it's not going to get us back to normal. I don't know. Thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of, and just know that you're not alone in this, that we're all, people are done with this. They don't see the necessity for the most part for all the crap that's going on. But, you know, there's still people that just shut up and get the vaccine so we can get back to normal. That's never going to happen, buddy. You keep complying, they'll keep adding rules. But remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, good night, and God bless you all. Goodbye.